USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Discussions on preventing another partial government shutdown appear to be stalling less than a week before a quarter of the government will run out of funding again. White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers.
And randomly choosing who should be caught and then released into the interior of the U.S. and who should remain there while their claims of asylum are being processed.
House Democratic leaders blast Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota for using anti-Semitic language in tweets about Israel. A statement from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's office read in part, "We condemn these remarks and call upon Congresswoman Omar to immediately apologize for these hurtful comments." And it's the snowiest February in 70 years in Seattle, Washington. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
The CDC reports just under 5 million middle and high school students have used tobacco products in the last 30 days. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The CDC reports the increase is mainly driven by a surge in e-cigarette use, erasing the progress and the efforts in the past to reduce tobacco use by young Americans. The report also estimated there were 1.5 million more teen e-cigarette users in 2018 as compared to 2017. More than 1 in 4 high school students and an estimated 1 in 14 middle school students used a tobacco product in 2018. I'm John Clemens.
Meanwhile, Toys R Us may not be a thing of the past after all. Newly founded True Kids Incorporated has bought Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and the company mascot, Jeffrey. President Trump will be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight, this one being held in El Paso, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or just sending a plain old text, messaging people seems to be the way that most people communicate these days. Well, that's not always good, according to Cal Newport. He's author of a new book titled Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World. In that book, Newport says that connecting with people on a more intimate level is better if you actually call people and make yourself less available.
We know from the research that as far as our brains are concerned, what really matters for making us feel connected and social is real-world conversation, where I can hear the timbre of your voice, I can see your body language, where I've made some sacrifice for this interaction. I've come to find you. I'm taking time out of my day. That's what makes us feel connected. That's what makes us feel social. So the problem with digital interaction, like text messages or comments on Facebook or clicking like or a heart on a photo, is that it doesn't push those same buttons. As far as our brain is concerned, you spend all day on Facebook, you've been alone all day. Does not see that as social interaction. So the danger is not specifically what you're doing when you're interacting on social media. The danger is if you allow that to replace real-world conversation, which is why we're now seeing these well-done epidemiological studies that are showing paradoxically that people who use more social media are more likely to be lonely. And it's because if you use more social media, you're more likely to replace the stuff that actually matters with the digital.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.